Okay, in Parshas Mishpatim, there are a lot of, certainly Mishpatim, there are a lot of laws of Choshen Mishpat, but I kind of want to talk about something that is a questionable halacha, even if there's a mitzvah, and that is something that we're all familiar with. It says in our Parshim Perichav Bezin, Pasuk Lamed Ve'anshei Kodesh Chiyun Li, you are holy people unto me, U'basar Basad Treifa Lo Sechelu, you cannot eat treif, meat that was not killed with proper shechita. Lekelev tashlichuno, so you should send the meat to the dogs. And I think this is a pasuk that we're all familiar with, and we know from when we are little children in school that we are taught that we send our treif meat to the dogs, and that's where it's supposed to go. And Rashi on this pasuk and Chaf Beis Lamed, so he cites a mechilta. This is it's known to be Rashi, but Rashi is based on the mechilta. So let's read together what Rashi says, and he explains why it is the dogs are supposed to get it. So Rashi says the kelav tashlichuno so, and he says af hu kekelav o eno el kekelav kereshmo. He says that it's not usher to give the guy meat from a torn animal, and the guy can be sold or given the meat just as it can be given to a dog. O eno elika kelav kamashmo. Or perhaps this is incorrect, and the pasuk means that the meat has to be fed to a dog as its literal meaning. So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar bin Nevela. It says regarding the Nevela, an animal that wasn't slaughtered, O machor lenachri, you should sell to a guy. Kavachomer letreifa shemutaras b'chol hanos. All the more so, it's permitted to get benefit from an animal that was killed without shlita treifa. Im kein ma talmud lomar lekelav. Why does the Torah say it should go to the dogs if you can get benefit from it? Labdecha shehakelav nichbar bimenu, that the dog is more honorable than he. Lamdecha hakasuv she'en hakadosh baruch hu mekapeh haschar al kol bria. And the verse teaches us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not deprive any creature of its reward. As it says that for Bnei Yisrael the dog will not bark, it will not sharpen its tongue. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, tnu lo scharo. Says Hashem, you should give the dog its reward. So apparently, by not barking when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and out because of the kavod they gave the Jewish people, so Hashem gave a reward to the dogs, that the dogs should be given our treif meat, our non-kosher meat to eat. And you would think that this is a halacha. It's a mitzvah, right? The Torah says you have to give treif meat to the dogs. But the problem with this Rashi is that throughout all of Jewish history, we have always sold our treif meat to non-Jews at a cheaper price, and we never feed it to dogs. It's not a thing. We find nowhere in the poskim a chiyuv to give treif meat to a dog. Not even in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch makes no mention of a clear pasuk in the Torah. We don't have a chiyuv. How could it be there's no chiyuv min haTorah, at least a din d'rabbanan, to give treif meat to the dog when the Torah explicitly says so? So that's what we want to discuss tonight. Is there a mitzvah to give treif meat to a dog? And if not, why? What does the pasuk mean? And how do we fit everything together with this Rashi and this Mechilta? I'm not the first one to ask this question. Rav Rafal Yosef Chazan in the Chikrei Lev in Chelak Alef in Yerodea and Siman Yud Tes addresses this issue. He says, "Lachkor b'minak ha'olam im nimsa treifa tachas yado." If you have a non-kosher piece of meat, oaf or behema, mochr v'nosenos lagoy, we sell it to a non-Jew, right? That's what happens in a kosher slaughterhouse. If something goes wrong, they sell it off at a cheaper price to a guy. V'lukra kasev v'basar besada treifa, lo sochul kelev tashlichon oso. You don't eat it, you give it to a dog. And he says, v'chitema da'ayri kra kishnisrafa v'eina ro'y lagoy, shu misreches. You'll say that the pasuk is talking about a case that the meat is—it's not roi lachilas adam; it's not edible anymore. He says, in such a case, the meat should be given to a dog to the exclusion of other animals. So the Chikrei Lev rejects this because the Mechilta explicitly says that the dog is held in higher esteem than the eved, because the dog gets treif and the eved, the non-Jew, gets nevela. Apparently, the dog should get good food that's roi lachilas adam. And he finds the whole thing to be very confusing. And how to understand this pasuk in the Torah, and how to understand that this is a halacha. And he concludes, what are all these slaughterhouses doing? What are all the butchers doing if they have a treif piece of meat that they sell it? That they should find a dog and feed a dog this piece of meat. The Minchas Chinuch, in our parsha, Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, he cites Tosfos in Yuma Daf Lamed Vav. Tosfos says that there's a mitzvah asay, a positive mitzvah, to give treif meat to a dog. Therefore, one who eats treif meat not only violates the isser of eating treif meat, but you violate the mitzvah as well of not giving that food to dogs. Besides the isser of ubasar besada treifalo sochelu, he's violating the kel tashli chonoso. So let's look at the Minchas Chinuch, see what the Minchas Chinuch says. Uvayuma sham betosus mavor deish mitzvah saseh gabe treifalo hashli chokelav. Tosus says there's a positive commandment. Im kein lefi zeh ha'ochel treifa over balav asay. When you eat treif meat, not you. When one eats treif meat, they're violating a positive and a negative commandment at the same time. But he says, outside of Tosus, I haven't seen anybody count this. The Rambam, nobody mentions this. And certainly nobody who counts it as its independent positive mitzvah to give it to a dog. Achraisi, but I did see it somewhere, and we'll talk about this in a moment, Bepiot, in a poem. What poem? The poem of Atahin Chalta, which is recited during the Musaf of the first day of Shavuos, maybe Sham Treif Alahashlech Neveil Limchor. It makes a mention to this idea of giving the treif meat to a dog. But Sarach Ian, says the Minchas Chinuch, Shlo Dibru Bezer Rishonim V'Achronim, we find nothing in the Rishonim, nothing in the later sages. Shetiyah mitzvah saseh b'fin atzma. There's a mitzvah to give treif meat to a dog. It's true that the moni ha-mitzvos, the counters of the mitzvos, don't count a mitzvah to say they give treif meat to dogs. And it's not mentioned in any of the poskim, even a mitzvah derabanan. The tour in Simin Kuf Yad Zayin, in Yoredeya, mentions to sell treif to a guy. And the Ramah says that if someone happens to end up with treif meat, nizdamein lo. Again, it's not a business for a nice Jewish boy to get into the business of selling treif meat. We don't do that because we're afraid it's going to end up making a mistake. But if a person ends up mistakenly with treif meat, you're allowed to sell it to a guy. And that's the halacha. But it doesn't say anywhere to give it to a dog. It's as if all the Shulchan Aruch and all the poskim forgot about a pasuk in this week's parsha. Now, the Minchas Chinuch mentioned this poem of Atahin Chalta, which is said during the Musaf of Shavuos. The Piyut is ancient, probably goes back to the days of the Gaonim. It's a very long poem that goes through 613 mitzvos. It begins, Atahin Chalta Torah La'amecha, you gave the Torah to your nation, Uch'aves ben Osam Yisarti, like a father to a son, B'yimincha Kasavta Dibros Chayim, you wrote the commandments in your right hand, U'besvasecha Chakakta Tochachos Musar, and you gave us instruction, Godol Anshin Azaros Harbe, there's punishments and warnings, mitzvah saseh, mitzvah lo saseh. And it goes on to list all the different mitzvahs in the Torah. The Piyut says at some point, Oz sas meos v'sholosh yisrei mitzvos, shesh yisrei mitzvos, there's 613 mitzvos, and it famously concludes, al yonim sasu v'tachtonim ilzu b'kabal sa Torah, they rejoice in the upper world, they rejoice in this world, regarding the reception of the Torah. Now, there's many different opinions about who the author of the Piyut is. Shuvas Marshal discusses it. Rav the Chidah in the Shema Gedolim discusses it as well. And within this piyut, the author writes, "Treifa lahashlich v'nevela limchor la'oda alilim," that the non-kosher meat is sent away to the dogs, and the nevela is sold. It seems that the author of the piyut thinks that giving a treifa to a dog is a mitzvah saseh. But that's very nice. But just because you write a poem doesn't necessarily mean you're entitled to opinion about what to do with this. And he might be a very distinguished person, but we don't learn halachos from poems. There's really only one Rishon who happens to be an author of accounting of mitzvos who does count a mitzvah saseh to give treif to a dog, and that is Rav Shimon ben Semach Duran, the Rashbat, the author of the Tshuvas Tashbetz, one of the Gedol Rishonim. Now, you'll look in the Tashbetz, you'll look in his Sefer Zohar HaRakia, and you'll find no mention anywhere of giving treif meat to a dog. So where does he count it? he counts it in Pirkei Avos. In Pirkei Avos in Perek Beis, in the first Mishnah, it says, "Have a mechashiv hefsed mitzvah keneged schara, v'schara veira keneged hefsed." A person has to calculate the loss of a mitzvah against its reward, and the schar of avoiding an avera versus the loss you get from committing it. A person should be aware of schar v'onish, punishment and reward, when it comes to mitzvos. So says Rav Shimon ben Tzemach Turan, "Balomar shim tafsid al yedei kiyum mitzvah." If you're going to lose out by fulfilling a positive mitzvah, kagon, shenafalalo deleika b'shabbos ve'ena mechaba osa. There's a fire, and you don't turn out and put out the fire on Shabbos, you're going to suffer a loss. Oh, hano sein treifel akelev. You give treif meat to a dog. Oh, hamotzi hotzos b'knios hamitzos chios b'zeor. You have to expend money on purchasing mitzvos. That's a financial loss, right? As tisbata mischorosecha. Yoser tistaker b'schor b'olam habav aflam azeh. But you'll get more reward by taking that financial loss and doing the mitzvos. So what does he count as a mitzvah here? Giving the treif to a dog instead of selling it to a guy. Now, he counts giving treif to a dog as a mitzvah, but it's not in his technical book of counting the mitzvos. He happens to say it as a side comment in his parish in Pirkei Avos. He has another book which he counts mitzvos, but he doesn't mention it there. Nevertheless, Rav Yeruchim Fischel Perlau, in his Hakdama to his Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Sajagon, his magnum opus on the mitzvos, Perek Vav, he says that the Rashbat holds that there's a mitzvah in HaTorah to give treif to a dog. All the other Rishonim understand it's not a mitzvah. It's a reshus. You have permission, which we'll talk about in a moment, and therefore they don't count it as a in their count of mitzvos. He then adds that the Rashbas himself doesn't even count this as an official count. Apparently he retracted from what he wrote in Pirkei Avos, and he supports this by showing a number of places in Shas where people sold treif to Gaim. Now, you'll ask me a question. If that's the case, that there's no mitzvah to give treif to a dog, then what does this pasuk mean? Then what does the Torah mean if there's no mitzvah to do? What does the Torah want us to learn? What's the message for us here in, you know, Tafshin Pei Beis, about what we're supposed to learn from sending meat to a dog if it's not actually a mitzvah? So let's look at the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra in our pasuk carefully examines the lashon of the pasuk. The Ibn Ezra says, "Vatam," it says lakelev, right? The pasuk doesn't say lakelev. It says lakelev. Lakelev is niftach behalamed. The lamed with a patach. The dog, a specific dog. What type of dog? It's not any dog should get treif meat, says the Ibn Ezra. No. There's a specific dog that the Torah wants you to give treif meat to. And which dog is that? It's the dog that protects your animals. Your watchdog, your guard dog should get it. The lamed prefaced to the word kelev is vocalized with the patach, because it's specific to a dog who guards the oxen and the flock. It's a specific type of dog. The Chizkuni, the Bali Atosis, and the Dasakenim say a similar idea. Me'achar she'hakelev masar nafsho al ha'treifa. Your dog is out in the field, and he's putting his life on the line to protect your sheep and to protect your cattle, and to help you and your family and your business. K'shebaha ze'ev l'torfa, when the wild animals come to tear apart your flock. Lo tia kafui tova, where's your akaras ha'tov? K'negdo k'shiyeh l'chatreifa tashlicheo elav. You should give him meat that you have from a treif animal. Bischar sheshamra ad ata shelo nitrafa. The fact that until now he's protected your flock and you haven't lost any sheep. V'gam shomer od acheros, and he does other things. Kichin derech ha'olam lahamid kalavim l'shmor hatzon min hazevim. People use dogs to protect their fields, to protect their animals, to protect their property. The Torah is speaking to the common reality of wolves hunting for sheep and dogs being the ones who protect the sheep. Now, these we've shown him, the Ibn Ezra, the Chizkuni, the Bali Atosos, explain that the pasuk means that you should give treifos to the dogs that guard your flock, out of Akar Sato for protecting the flock. Looking in the Sefer Chassidim, this is Sefer Chassidim that was Tafri Samachai. He says, Ki ein midara kmo kafay tova. There's nothing worse than a person who doesn't have a karas hatov. Afilu kenegara behema, even for an animal. Amro toral alti kafay tova, ubasar besada trefa lo such lekel tashlichon osa. You give treif meat to the ant, to the dog. Lefisha kelev ezer shahazevim lo haviu behema viyor. Biyar, the dog protects from the wolves getting into your property. Hari nishul chachel chelev vahor, give him the meat to eat, and don't lack a karas hatov. There's no chiyuv to give treif to any dog, and there's certainly no mitzvah, according to these Rishonim. The psha, now, that's how they understand it. The Torah's not giving you a commandment you have to. The Torah is telling you a case of a karas hatov specifically by your watchdog, but you're by your chihuahua that's not protecting anything. There's no reason to give it any meat. Now, this pshat is very nice, but what about the mechilta? The mechilta says dogs should get meat for not barking during the Tzias Mitzrayim. So let's look at a different Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra wrote a sefer called the Yesod Mora. I think it has been recently translated into English. I saw in the Sfarim store a while back. I think it's been translated into English. It's an important work of philosophy on mitzvos and different aspects from the Ibn Ezra. So in Perek Beis, the Ibn Ezra speaks about people who count mitzvos. And Ibn Ezra says, V'yesha hachnisu b'mitzvos mashu rishus. There are some people who, in their count of mitzvos, include things that are optional. Kamo lagera shibisharacha, o machor lenachri v'kacha lakelev tashlichun oso. All these different things that you're allowed to do them when you can. Ki atam davak im v'anshe kodesh tiyun li, that they're part of being a holy people. V'hinei basur shenitraf einenu l'machlecha, the animal that is treif, has treif meat, it should be given to the dog that protects your field. The cover goes and say the same shot. So Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlau explains in his Sefer HaMitzvos, in his commentary, that the Ibn Ezra understands that we have rishus, you have permission to give treif to the dog. The Torah is only telling you that there's no isser hana. It's not usser to get benefit with treif meat. And it's only in Isra Achila. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. The novelty of the pasuk, says Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau, is that the Torah is telling you, you would have thought, not only can you not eat treif meat, but you can't get benefit from it, like chametz. One does not have to give it away for free to a guy, and there's no mitzvah to give it to a dog. But if you want to get benefit, you want to get personal benefit by feeding treif meat to your dog, then you're allowed to, says Rav Yerucha Fishel Perlau, according to these Rishonim. The Darkei Tshuva cites the Ibn Ezra. The Darkei Tshuva in Yordei Simin Chaf Tes by Hilchos Treifos. He's the Rebbe of Munkach. So he asks about the Mechilta. He says, Mavor bedvarav de'enza l'chiyov rak rishus. You don't have to give treif meat to a dog, but you're allowed to. V'rachok lomar shagon kadmon kazeh netla mimenu divri mechilta. What, the Ibn Ezra didn't know about the mechilta, hanal? Min astam hevin hu midivri mechilta she'enu b'derach tziboy. It must be, he understood, that the mechilta is not a command to give it to the dogs. Rak b'derach rishus, o shematze divri chazal makmachar. He has another source in Chazal somewhere else, and that's what he says, and this is what the poskim are relying on. There's no mitzvah to give treif meat to a dog. The Sefer Eshkol is a bit controversial, because it could be that the Sefer Eshkol that we, there's two different versions, there's the Alpic edition, there's the Orbach edition. The Orbach edition has come under scrutiny of being fabricated. He also seems to say as well that there's no chiyuv min haTorah to give treif to a dog. Now, what's a different understanding of the Mechelta? Rashi repeats his understanding of the Pasuk of Lekel Tashlichon Oso in his Perish on Psachim Dav Chav Beis. Let's look over there on Psachim Chav Beis. Says Rashi, Shenamar behen lo sucha lo socha kagon zeh. Midi itzrich kra le mishare lo matze le melef tama. Di lav oso hayavamina kra le mitzvosa itzrich. Rashi says that the Torah is not giving us a mitzvah to give it to the dog. Shina kanish baruch mekabe askar al kobriya. It's true Hashem doesn't withhold reward from any creation. Venamar mitzrayim lo yicharet kel v'shanau. Lefichach hakpita tor liten scharav nechbad schar hakelav mina ovid kochavim shneveila yimchol anachli v'treifa lekelav. The Torah is saying should be makbid to give this schar to the dog. Rashi says the Torah was makbid to give schar to a dog. Now, the Sfas explains that Rashi doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to give treifas to the dog. It doesn't say mitzvah. You should be makbid. We don't find a single posek who says that there's such a thing and it's to give treif meat to a dog. And it's a common occurrence, says the Sfas Emes, that we sell treifas to a guy. It's clear to the Sfas Emes that the treifas are mutter bahana, and there's no chiyuv to give anything to the dog. That's the lesson here. The lesson of the pasuk is that treif meat is mutter bahana. It's only usher to eat. The Panim Yafos, the Rebbe of the Chsam Sofer, who Pinchas Levi Harwitz writes in our pasuk, he quotes the Ibn Ezra, and he says, "Nira kavanasu shekavanas haTorah bezeli heter hana." It's a heter in hana, in getting hana. You're allowed to get benefit by feeding it to your dog. V'hanu shemutra filu kelv shemizaros of alav nana mimeno. We see that some Rishonim and some Achronim clearly understand lekelav tashlichan oso is not a chiyuv to give something to dogs. And instead, the pasuk is teaching us that treif meat is mutter bahana. You can get financial benefit from it. Nevertheless, there are some Achronim who feel that there's a preference to give some treifas to a dog, even if it's not a chiyuv. In the above chikrei lev that we started with, he discusses the minhag ha'olam, and he cites the Torah. Says that if somebody by chance ends up with treif meat, they can give it to a guy. And then he says we find many places in Shas where treif is given to a guy. And therefore, the Chirkei Lev concludes that if there's no guy available, or you don't want to sell it to a guy, then there's a chiyuv to give the meat to a dog instead of any other animal. There's kadima to give to a dog over any other animal, meaning, according to the Chirkei Lev, there's no chiyuv to give treifas to a dog. But if it's a dog versus a cat, then you should give it to a dog. That's the halacha here. That's how he understands the pasuk. Lekel tashlichan oso is not a mitzvah, but it's a dinin kadimus of what should come first. The minchas solas and the minchas chinuch suggest there's no chiyuv to give treif to a dog as well. He says the kavana of the pasuk is that the dog can take the meat without payment, whereas the guy may not receive the treif meat without payment. And therefore, if the guy is willing to pay for the meat, then he has precedence over the dog, and that's what happens in the slaughterhouses nowadays. And then he says that even if you argue that there's a mitzvah to give it to a dog, that's only when it's killed in the wild. This is according to the pshat of the Baal HaTosfos in our pasuk, that it's killed in the wild by a wolf. Okay, we'll just end with one last pshat. And that is found in the Tshuvas Ksav Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer, Rav Avram Shmuel Binyamin Sofer. He writes in Rechaim Simul Amid Gamal. He was asked by his younger brother. I would say this is probably the son of the Ksav Sofer that does not get so much playtime, Rav Yosef Yuspa Sofer. He lived a life, a pretty quiet life. He was involved in business. In 1883, Yosef Yuspa Sofer was ambushed and killed while riding in a wagon by a person who owed him a debt. And the driver escaped. And with no driver on the reins, the horses instinctively returned to his home, carrying his dying body. And he was buried, and he was found dead upon arrival. That was the end of the life of this son of the Ksav Sofer. So he wrote a shaila to his brother. And he said, "I don't understand. The Magen Avraham writes in Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph, and this is based on the Gemara in Tanis Daf Chaf, that food that's meant for humans shouldn't be given to animals. That's what the Gemara says. Human food shouldn't be given to animals. Oreos, hamburgers, whatever it is that you're thinking about, don't give that to animals. It's not bekavodik to human beings." The questioner says that many people are not careful about this. The Mishnah Berurah has his own explanation why. So in his response, the Ksav Sofer writes to his brother that the poskim left this din out, and the Eliya Rabbah was sensitive to being absent. And he continues to discuss the matter at length. And then he suggests that when you give an animal human food, even a guy, it's a disgrace to the hashba, the influence that Hashem has in man. Hashem gave man something specific, a type of food for man. You're going to use on an animal? Animals have their own food. Hashem gave you food for human consumption. Then the Ksav Sofer distinguishes between giving human food to your animal, which is allowed, because you benefit from this, and giving human food to wild animals, which is not allowed. He then explains that this is what the Torah means when it says, Lekelev tashlichun oso. It's not only treifas that you can give to a dog, but all isurim, all food that's usur, can be given, and there's no concern of giving human food to the animal. The dog is the exception to the rule. That's the chiddush of the pasuk, says the Ksav Sofer. Says the Ksav Sofer, you're going to tell me how can I give food to a human, food to an animal? Says the Torah, lekelav tashlichuno so. You're right. 99.9% of the animal kingdom, no, they shouldn't get human food. But dogs should be. And he supports this with a Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah in Shabbos, Kufnun Vavavavay, says, Mechadkin es hadaluyin lefnei abehema. You're allowed to cut up the gourds of the pumpkins in front of the animals. V'yas ha-nevela lefnei aklavim. And you can put nevela before the dogs. So this implies, says the Ksav Sofer, that any meat or any isser can be given to dogs as a reward for their not barking during Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no violation here of giving human food to animals when it's being done and given to a dog. Okay, there's more to discuss here as well, perhaps another time. Do animals have schar v'onesh? Is there reward and punishment for animals that we should be rewarding them for not barking? The Ramban discusses this, the Malbim, the Radak in many places, but that's for another time as well. But just to review, we discussed this confusing pasuk of Lekel Tashlichun Oso, that you're supposed to give meat to the treif meat to the dogs. Everybody wonders. It's not a mitzvah. Nobody's counting it. Nobody seems to be discussing it. So we said it's definitely probably not a mitzvah. It's probably reshus if you want to. It's either coming to allow Isser Hana. It's coming to talk about not violating the problem of giving human food to animals, or other ways that the Mefarshim deal with the Pshat this pasuk, but definitely come out, halach l'maisa, that it is not a mitzvah to give your treif meat to a dog. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everyone.